Welcome, Sacred Tribe, to another empowering episode of Amplify Love with yours truly, Natalia Love Angelou. I'm so grateful that you're here today. Today, I want to dive deep on slowing down, the importance of slowing down, and also about the full moon that we just had yesterday in Leo, because the energy is still here. So it is so important to take time to connect with your own essence and let go of the rat race, let go of the going, because to be honest, even I glorified being busy. I didn't realize how busy I was until when I was still, I felt so good and so grounded. And then I realized I had to ground myself so much more because I'm an Aries sun sign and a Leo moon sign, and I'm also a manifesting generator. I have a lot of energy, and I used to glorify doing so many things. I used to glorify going here, going there, and accomplishing all these goals and going. And in reality, I didn't give myself space. I didn't give myself space to slow down. I didn't give myself space to be calm and relax. So as you all know, I became a yoga teacher last year, 10 months of diving deep into my heart and learning how connected breath work is with meditation setting and intention setting and visualizations and posing and moving our body. Everything is all connected. Yoga has taught me the importance of slowing down, because when we slow down, it allows us to realign with our highest self and to the best timeline. It helps us hear the whispers of our heart, and it helps us listen to our intuition more and more and let go of doubt and let go of the rushing. And what better time to embrace this than under the light of the full moon in Leo. So this is a beautiful fire sign ruled by the sun. And this is teaching us to step into our power, to radiant confidence and creative self-love and self-expression. The full moon is also reminding us to let go of what no longer serves us. It reminds us to really dive deep into our shadows and reflect and surrender and release what no longer benefits our divine being. Because in order to jump into the best timeline, in order to live our full expressive self, in order to be divine sovereign beings, we have to let go. We have to pull the weeds. We have to clear our mental world, our spiritual world, our physical world, and our emotional world. So slowing down helps us to really dive deep and see what is important and what is not serving us anymore. Maybe we have bad habits that we need to let go of. Maybe we have things have been calling our attention that we've been ignoring because we're too busy to still ourselves enough. So it is so important to still ourselves enough to realize what no longer serves us. What is something we can change? What is something we can enhance in our life? So slowing down for me has been a big challenge sometimes, because I guess with my sun sign and moon sign and my human design sign and my ADHDs, I used to glorify being busy, doing. I could stay up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, creating my website. Look at my offerings right now. I offer so many different things, and that's just an example of my energy that I want to do this and that and everything else. But it's important to ground. So yoga has helped me so much to ground myself, because in order to show up in the world, we have to have strong roots. Just think of yourself as a tree. And if our roots are not grounded and not connected into the earth plane, then we're going to be scattered in the ethers all the time, bouncing everywhere. And that's what I was doing. I was bouncing in this dimension and that dimension and talking to the angels and talking to the goddesses. And I'm here and there, and I'm in the future. But I realized, whoa. I got to be in my body more. I got to be in the present more. And in order to do that, I have to slow down. I have to ground my roots deeper into the earth plane. So when I ground myself deeper into the earth plane and grow my roots so strong, then I could connect so much higher. Instead of getting burnt out, instead of getting exhausted, instead of feeling drained after a full day of busyness. So I had to force myself to sleep because I used to think sleeping was wasting my time. I know that's so toxic. I used to think, oh, I just need 5-6 hours of sleep. But then my body was holding on to extra weight. And then I couldn't drop the weight. So once I started paying attention to my internal world, started paying attention to my mental world, my physical, my spiritual, my emotional world, I realized, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm always in the spiritual. I'm always giving, giving, giving. And I'm always just in the high vibe realm. But hey, why not come back down? Come back down into the groundedness, into my body. It is safe to be in my body. So I realized I was holding on to so much weight because my body wanted to ground, ground, ground. And I wasn't allowing myself to slow down enough to ground. So they say you teach what you need to learn the most. And I believe that is so true because I needed to learn to love myself. I need to learn to ground. I need to learn to calm down. I need to learn to let go. And I need to learn to own my worth. And that's why it's one of my specialties in my zone of genius to empower women to start falling in love with themselves, empower women to own their crown, empower women to step up and live their dream life. But in order to live your dream life, in order to wear your crown, in order to believe in yourself, you have to make space in your life. And making space means slowing down. If you don't slow down, you don't have any space. So it's important to pay attention inward. It's important to slow down so you can listen to your heart and ask yourself, what am I forcing and how can I soften? Because when you force yourself, it is not a good thing. And when you soften, you can actually listen. And when you listen, you could transmute what no longer serves you. So remember that. Where can I soften in my life? And what am I forcing? What am I pushing? The energy of pushing is actually repelling and pushing away. The energy of pushing pushes everyone away. The energy of pushing and doing and going, yeah, it's great to manifest. You have to take action, yes. But I'm talking about when you push, push, push too much. There's a balance. In order to manifest anything in life, it's like a sacred dance. It's a beautiful balance. We need the sacred masculine energy. We need the sacred feminine energy. We need both of them, like a beautiful dance, a union of the cosmic sacredness. And that's how we can manifest anything in life. We got to still ourselves enough, soften into our hearts, soften into our bodies. Feel your body. Enjoy the sensual pleasures of your body's experience here in this earth plane. And dream the goals and dream all those things you want to desire and plant seeds of future goals in your beautiful temple. But it's also important to take the action. It's important to follow steps, have goals to take the action. So because of my Aries nature, I was going, 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 doing, doing, doing. In my human design nature, I was like, oh, everyone used to say, hey, Natalia, whoa, why don't you just do one thing? Why don't you just calm down? Why do you have to do it all? And I realized, oh my God, that's right. The universe is talking through all these people for a reason. So once I started slowing down, and I started working with my mental health and my spiritual health and my emotional health, and I started diving deep into my heart, I realized the reason why I didn't ground enough is because I didn't feel safe in my body. The reason why I didn't ground enough is because I just enjoy being in the other dimensions more. But no, I chose this earth plane for a reason. I chose to be here in this earth plane for a reason. So I had to be okay with slowing down. I had to be okay with all of it, with feeling the feelings. I used to surpass the feelings. I used to suppress my feelings. And when you don't address your feelings and you suppress your feelings, you end up manifesting sickness. You end up manifesting disease, discomfort, not in line to your true divine. So what you don't address, you suppress. And what you suppress manifests. So remember that. what you don't address. I never allowed myself to feel the shadow feelings because I thought it was bad. I was judging myself. If I had any feelings of guilt, shame, or any feelings of sadness, or any feelings of anger, or any feelings of hurt and pain, I would surpass it so quickly by, oh yeah, I dealt with it in one day. Oh yeah, I dealt with it in this one class. Oh yeah, I did my meditation and my follow sutra. I'm fine now. But making space to slow down made me realize, oh wow, there's a lot of inner child pain. There's a lot of things that I've been just, you know, not allowing myself to fully experience and express. So by fully embodying my feelings more, I was able to release this toxic nature that I used to think was a good quality. I allowed myself to feel the feelings. I allowed myself to feel the sadness. I allowed myself to feel the anger. I allowed myself to feel all of it because all of it is there for us. Remember that we're not given anything we can't handle, and everything that happens for a reason. I mean, everything that happens in our life happens for a reason. And even though it may suck sometimes, like, why is this painful experience happening to me? And why are these things happening to the people I love? You have to remember, in a soul level, we chose these experiences. I know on the human level, it may be hard to understand that, but you know me. If you're listening to this podcast, that means you know me. I am a metaphysical minister, and you know me so well because I'm all about the woo-woo-ness. It's important to allow ourselves time to grow. It is important to take up space. It's important to infuse ourselves with love. One of the things I love doing is a self-love bath. I take baths at least twice a week. I infuse my bath with oils, Epsom salts, and rose petals. And I really soak in the energies of the divine light. And this is a good ritual for you to do during this full moon energy, is to soak up and visualize the beautiful silver light of the grandmother moon pouring in our crown chakra and activating our soul chakra and coming into your crown chakra and aligning our back, going down into our back, illuminating our entire body all the way down to the tips of our toes with the silver light. Because when we do this, we recharge our spirit. Visualizing is so important. And having the visualizations in the bath amplifies our goals, amplifies our dreams, and amplifies our healing abilities. I've healed myself so much by just being in the water. I actually like to whisper into my water. I like to listen and I like to whisper sweet words, positive affirmations into the water so I can soak it all up. And I visualize my body like a sponge, illuminating all those words into my soul, expanding those words, expanding those light codes into my life by saying positive affirmations into my water, like, I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm complete, I'm sovereign, I'm aligned to my divine, I am aligned to the best version of me, I'm connected to the best timeline, life supports me, I am ready to show up fully in my magic, I am ready to take up space, I'm ready to receive, everything I give, I receive tenfold, everything I do comes back to me, I am a magnet to wealth and health and love and more. Another thing to do is try to slow down your body. Slowly do some yoga, stretch. Rather than rushing into routine when you're putting the cream in your body, feel your body. Feel the cells in your body absorbing that divine cream, that oils in your body. Another wonderful ritual to do during this beautiful full moon and embracing the lioness energy is to activate your heart chakra. Place your hands on your heart and call upon the beautiful lion goddess energy to activate the courage and confidence in your life and breathe deeply and feel your heart expand with golden light. Unplug and tune in. Turn off distractions for the night. Read a good book. And when you slow down, caress your body. Worship your body like your body is a beautiful goddess statue here to be reverent and adorned. Put the oils on your body. I always put the oils on my body and my face. Put the oils in your hair. Adorn yourself with gems or crystals. And really take space to like pay attention to your senses. All the senses. I write about this in my book. I talk about this in my book, I should say, all the senses. Sacred sexual energy, really slow down with your magic. So feel the pleasures of the scent, of the sight, of the taste, of the feeling, and make it like a beautiful dance with yourself. Get intimate with yourself, because guess what? Intimate means into me, you see. Intimacy, into me, you see. So how can we see the truth, and how can we listen to our intuition if we don't allow space to become more intimate with ourselves? That means slowing down enough to feel the feelings, slowing down enough to be intimate. You are your best lover. You are your best cheerleader. You are your best healer. You are the best teacher and leader for yourself. Remember that. No one can live your life for you. You're your main character. You are the highlighter of your life. Your life is here to shine and to show up in your grandness, in your glory. And when you slow down, you become intimate with your feelings more. You become intimate with your dreams more. You become intimate with yourself, because into me you see when you're intimacy, right? So remember that. You give people all this time and energy. Well, for me, I know I give to my clients. I give to my community. I give to my children. But in reality, I was not giving myself my own medicine until the universe said, hey, Natalia, slow down. I'm going to give you a sickness. And during the holidays, I got this really bad sickness, and it was forcing me to slow down. I had to cancel my clients for 3 weeks, and I had to really dive deep within my heart. And then I realized, oh, wow. I had to give myself my own medicine. I had to put my hands on my breast, put my hands on my chest. I had to give myself Reiki. I had to take myself on the guided journey for the rise frequency, which is reclaim and integrate sacred energies. I had to call the angels and goddesses. I had to call the universe. I need to take myself on a visualization journey to quantum leap into the best timeline. If I'm giving to everybody else, but I'm not giving to myself, then how can I give from a cup that's not full? So this is why I'm talking about this today, because in order to embrace the lioness energy of the full moon, in order to embrace your magical self, you need to make space for yourself to show up. You need to make space for yourself to really dive deep into your medicine. Give yourself your medicine. Stop undervaluing yourself and stop thinking that everyone could do what you do. No, what you have to offer the world is unique and one of a kind, a beautiful divine flavor, a beautiful fingerprint that's cosmic. You are a beautiful reflection of the universe. Our fingertips are all different for a reason, because we are one of a kind. No matter what, we all can witness the same experience. We can all eat the same food. We can all walk the same street. And guess what? We'll all experience something totally different. Have you ever had that experience when you're with a friend and you experience something and they repeat it so much differently than you repeat it? Because there's two perspectives always. Everyone's right in their story. And you had to be okay with being a villain in someone's story. And you had to be okay with being a hero in someone's story. And you had to be okay with knowing that everyone's going to have their own perspective. And when you realize that, you realize, hey, you know what? I don't have to take everything to heart. I don't have to take everything personal anymore. Remember that. You are the highlighter. You are the one who enhances your own life. Even if you go to a healer, like when people come to me, I assist them. I'm an alchemist, and I assist them by holding space so their body can resonate to a higher frequency so they can be open to the healing light. But in reality, they're the ones doing the healing. I'm the alchemist, but they're doing the healing. They're the ones that have to say yes to the universe. They're the ones who say, yes, I believe this. This magic is real. Yes, I'm open for this amazing work with these angels and goddesses. Yes, because I am a channel of the angels and goddesses. I am allowing them to stream through me. And I'm fully present at the same time. But I have this amazing connection with the divine light. And it feels so good being of service. But I realize that I got to give myself my own medicine. And even though I have lots of clients and I help them, I don't heal them. I create the sacred space for them to attune and resonate for the healing vibrations, and they say yes. And when you say yes, you are embracing source. And when you say no, you're giving yourself a new opportunity. Say yes to yourself, embrace your source, and say no to those obligations that's pulling you in all the direction, because then You're giving yourself a new opportunity to choose you, a new opportunity to rise and shine, a new opportunity to jump a different timeline, a new opportunity to say yes to what you want and no to what you don't want to do. Because before, I used to be a big people pleaser, and that's still something that comes up from time to time, because guess what? Life is a journey, and it's not a race to the destination. Life is a journey, and so much things you think, oh yeah, I dealt with that. But then the opportunity comes for you to see, oh, shikes, I did not deal with this. Oh no, there's still some people pleasing tendencies for me. Oh my goodness, my inner child still wants some more love. It's like healing. It's not just a one time, that's it. If you're actually working on yourself and you actually want to grow and you want to evolve here in this earth plane, you have to realize that every opportunity is an opportunity to have a sacred moment with yourself. Every opportunity is an opportunity to grow. Every opportunity is an opportunity to heal, to transform, to transmute, to alchemize. So you are your best medicine. Give yourself the love you give to your family and friends. Give yourself the time you give to other people. Take space to journal. Take space to really reflect what's internal. What's internal right now? Because it's important to really dive deep. So being real with yourself is so important. Really, really, really paying attention. So right now, during this full moon, illuminate what you desire, but let go of all those things that no longer serve you. Let go of those painful experiences. Let go of the need to please. Let go of the limiting beliefs. Let go of all those things that no longer serve you. Because when you let go, you can truly align to the best version of you. So for this time of full moon magic, embrace your courage. Embrace your confidence. Embrace your medicine. You are a sovereign divine being of light. So remember to own your crown. Take up space. Own your throne. No one can make you do anything. And you are in charge of your life 100%. You are the main character. You are the highlighter. So what do you want to highlight in your life? What do you want to amplify in your life? What do you want to let go of your life? What do you want to feel? What do you want to see? You are responsible for your body, mind, and spirit. You're responsible for what you put into your eyes. You're responsible for what you hear. You're responsible for what you eat. You're responsible for what you feel. No one makes you feel a certain way. You choose to feel that way. So even if I have a fight with somebody and I feel sad or I feel mad, they're not making me feel sad or mad. That's my emotions that's coming up. And emotion is just energy, emotion. I'm responsible for my feelings, and I have to process it, and I have to let it go, and I have to really pay attention and say, hey, where's this coming from? I had to let go of people in my life because it wasn't serving me anymore. I was such a people pleaser, and I used to give all the time, and I wanted to make everyone love me, but I realized that by trying to satisfy everyone and making everyone love me, I was abandoning myself. I was, because I had intuition that was saying, hey, this is a controlling relationship, or hey, you know what? They're just trying to take. They're love bombing you right now. Hey, pay attention inward. They just want. So I had to learn to put up boundaries. I had to learn my worth. Remember, you are responsible for your feelings at all times. So during this full moon in Leo, it's a powerful time to remember your light. Your light doesn't come from external validation. It radiates from within. And when you slow down enough, you can reconnect with the truth of who you truly are. Remember, I invite you to pause, soften, and listen to your heart. The universe isn't asking you to do more. It's asking you to be more aligned, be more present, be more open, be more in your powers, be more in love with you. I hope you resonate with this episode. Please share with your friends and family and follow me on Instagram at The Real Natalia Love Angelou and leave a review. I really, really appreciate you being here today. Remember, your energy is sacred. Your presence is a gift in this world. And what you have to say truly matters. I'm sending you infinite love, infinite moonlight blessings. Stay aligned to your divine. Thank you so much for being here. Until we meet again,